When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, baby. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Tell me how you have this game all figured out, how you have this team all figured out. Go on. Go on. Let me know. Man, every single moment, every single instance in which you think you have a pretty firm grasp of what's going on in this game of baseball, well, you get something like this. The Royals, a winless homestand. And now they're stomping their way through the Lone Star State. They're unbeaten halfway through this road trip. Royals sweep the Texas Rangers for the first time in seemingly forever. A 4-1 final score, and the phone lines are open for you. So much to talk about, not only the game, but the meatballs, huh? The Italian meatballs today, right? Isn't that what Cody got approved? I'm pretty sure Cody got that nickname approved by either Vinny or Cags or by both. If you haven't seen it, Cody has a pretty sweet t-shirt of Vinny and Jack Caglione from spring training. They're each in white tank tops with their hair slicked back. And it just says the meatballs and pasta la vista. So Vinny and Cags are the meatballs, and when they swing and make contact to the baseball, they say, pasta la vista. And that's exactly what happened today. As Cags and Vinny combine to hit three home runs, they drive in all four runs, and Michael Wacha and the pitching staff make sure it holds up. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. So much to discuss when it comes to Vinny and Cags and Michael Wacha. I also want to get your thoughts on the silent treatment. Are you a fan of the silent treatment? If you were at the game, if you were watching the game, what was your thoughts on what appeared to be sparked by Bobby Witt Jr., the silent treatment given to Jack Caglione after his first big league bomb, a leadoff blast in the second inning. Royals jump out in the first and never look back. They're now just one game back of getting that record back to 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We're going to start off in Olathe. Micah You're hitting leadoff this holiday afternoon. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, and it's an honor to be the leadoff of the postgame show. I got a couple things. First things first, woo! Jack Caglione is here, and he has arrived. Two home runs. You love to see it. Second of all, I want to shout out to all the haters out there on Twitter, X, Instagram, Facebook, wanting Q fired, wanting the hitting staff fired, saying, you know, they're not doing their jobs. Where are they at now? Where are they at now? And thirdly, again, thanks for taking my call. The silent treatment for Jack Caglione when he hit his first home run, I thought it was absolutely hilarious. You could just tell the energy. It sparked something in Caglione, probably. Hopefully, we're going to see more home runs for him in the future. And I will listen off air. Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, he handled it well. He didn't look around like a lost little boy. No, he played it off. He went through and gave them all fake high fives. But eventually, Salvi jumped him, and then the rest of the dugout celebrated with the 22-year-old who became the first Royal this century to hit his first two career home runs in the same game. Let's go to Michael in Platte City. Michael, you're on 96.5. The Fan as the Royals win 4-1, sweeping the Rangers.
Gotta love it, Vern. Good afternoon to you. Hey, going to the lake this weekend, so I was fortunate enough to be home today to be watching it in the kitchen. And, you know, they call a Cagley up to come to the plate, and I got to see that home run. And, you know, I knew that they were going to stiff him like that. But I didn't realize I was going to get so emotional. My chest kind of flared up. I got a little watery-eyed, and was just so happy for the kid to finally get that blast. Hitting it, you know, it was at his neck and still barreled it. It was Cag's day, you know, and then he hits that second one, and then I was not so emotional, but just more, you know, just cheerleading then. And I say, let's go say hi to Machado in San Diego from here. I'll listen offline.
Yeah, there you go. No doubt. I can't wait for that series. Michael Lorenzen on the hill tomorrow night. It's going to be a fun flight to a very fun city. Royals with their family alongside heading out to San Diego, looking to finish off a pretty impressive road trip. Well, not yet. Give me a win in San Diego and we can call it an impressive road trip. Although, even as I say that, if they win tomorrow and lose the final two, I don't know if we'll be singing a similar tune at the end of the San Diego series. No, man, with the way that this team looked in Texas, with the way that the pitching staff has looked all season, with this Angel Zerpa, can we talk about the lefty who here in the month of June is putting together a career best 10 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball, 13 strikeouts and only 8 base runners allowed total. Angel Zerpa appears to be back to his late season form from a season ago. So the pitching, the rotation has been great since day one, and Michael Wacha certainly lived up to that expectation today. 6 innings of one-run baseball, his team-leading 15th starts, and only Chris Bubich has more than Wacha's 7 quality starts. He picks up number 7 today. So the rotation remains outstanding. The bullpen, 9 2/3 scoreless innings against the Rangers. A top 10 ERA in Major League Baseball. The bullpen still very good. And they're allowed to be very good because of that great rotation. The defense strong again today. Jonathan India with a very nice play there in the 9th inning. Base running as we saw last night on full display. Today, not so much. No, not a lot of base running. And absolutely no clutch hits. You know, we've talked about this all season, the good and the bad of this team. You know, if you're to ask me, Vern, build your ideal baseball team, it's going to begin with really good pitching and really good defense. Those would be my first two picks in an asset draft. Give me really good pitching and really good defense. That's what the Royals have, and that's what the Royals have had for most of the season. Now, the bad, of course, has been the offense. And really just the offense. Yeah, base running here and there. All bullpens are going to have the occasional hiccup. And sure, even defensively, they're going to make a few mistakes. But for the most part this season, the things that you want to be strong in, the things that get you through a six-month regular season, pitching, defense, and team speed, the Royals have had that. The bad has been the offense. Because the offense has, for the better part of the entire season, the offense has provided no power and no clutch. Dead last in baseball coming into the day in home runs. Dead last in baseball coming into the day with runners in scoring position. As far as their OPS with runners in scoring position. And today, like just about every pregame show for the past few weeks, I said it again, man, you can't be both. You can't be powerless and clutchless. Royals 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, but what do you know? They run into three bombs today. Royals with their ninth multi-home run game of the year. All nine have come on the road. Six of the nine have come since the promotion of Jack Caglione. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. So it's been a question that so many of us optimists, you Royals fans, you diehard Royals fans have been saying it now for months. Man, the pitching's there. The defense is there. I believe the talent is there in the lineup. I'm going to be patient. I'm sticking with them. I'm not going anywhere. Well, this stretch against Texas, and if you want to dive even deeper, you look at the offensive numbers since Jack Caglione was promoted to the big leagues, and you're seeing improvement. The good is continuing, the pitching, the defense. The bad, not seeing it as often. You can't be both, right? Powerless and clutchless. We're seeing the power begin to show up. We're seeing the clutch begin to show up. No surprise, we're seeing the wins show up. We go back to the phone calls. Walker in Kansas City. Walker, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, it's a great afternoon, brother. Great afternoon. Go Royals, man. What a game. You might remember I called in right after the last Oakland loss and everybody wanted to rip everything apart. And, you know, the focal point of my call there was let's give them some time to figure it out. And lo and behold, obviously, games 1 and 2, Salvi and Bobby leading the charge, Michael even leading the charge. But the game today was so refreshing to see some home runs, dude, just to see the meal go around, so to speak, right? Everybody getting a little bit. And so, yeah, I loved it, man. I just I'm a little bit more preoccupied now than I was whenever I got here on the call. So I'll just end this by asking you, where are we now in MLB and home runs? And my question for you is, where do you think we will end up by the end of the season? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Following today's three home run performance in Texas, one from Vinny, his team leading 11th, and the first two big flies of Jack Caglione's career, that gives the Royals a 53 home runs on the season, second fewest in Major League Baseball. Yeah, that's right. Eat that, Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates have 50 homers through 75 games. Royals, 53 homers through 75 games. Where do I think they'll end up? Well, right now they're 29th. I could see them getting as high as 24th. I mean, they still play their home games at Kauffman Stadium. Even the best Royals teams, at least of modern, you know, since the turn of the century, even the best Royals teams are still ranking near the bottom in Major League Baseball as far as home runs. So, yeah, I still think they certainly finish in the bottom third and maybe still bottom five in Major League Baseball, but the threat needs to be there. The knowledge that Vinny, you know, last year it's Vinny, it's Salvi, it's Bobby. Those are the guys that were hitting the home runs. And this year it's probably not going to be all that much different. Now you do have Jack Caglione. You were hoping that Massey and Melendez and Renfroe would do something, but you hope for a lot of things. Jack Caglione's 14th game in the big leagues. Two hits today give him 12 on the season. 12 hits, 12 strikeouts in 14 games. Yeah, I know that. I understand the feeling that you're talking about, Walker, seeing those home runs. And it's like being a fan of a boxer who just jabs the opposite. You know, Floyd Mayweather, I guess, could knock. I mean, he certainly could knock me out. But it's a tough way to get through a fight if you don't have that haymaker, if you don't have that big knockout punch. If you're trying to just go to the body and jab all day and hopefully you wear them out. That's what the Royals' offense has been for a majority of the season. Just a bunch of body blows and jabs, hoping to wear the opposition out and get those ninth inning runs. I mean, the Royals won a lot of games doing it that way, wearing out the opposition, pitching really well, defending, running the bases, and finding a way late in games. That's how the Royals won a lot of games last year, as a matter of fact. But so, yeah, it sure is nice to know. Every time Bobby's at the plate, Vinny, Salvi, Cags, the whole game can change it in an instant, in a blink, in a second. That's exactly what happened today. Vinny in the first inning, he waits, works a full count, gets 94 in the middle, and does not miss his pitch. 388 feet to right field. In the second inning, Jack Caglione lays off the first two pitches off the plate from the lefty lats. Lays off those first two pitches away and then gets three straight fastballs up in the zone. And they're getting progressively higher in the zone. So much so that the third one is 4.22 feet above the ground. Well outside the strike zone. But Jack Caglione, looking like a modern day Willie McCovey, puts a charge into it, the second highest home run that's been hit all season in Major League Baseball, and the highest home run as far as where the pitch was. Again, 4.22 feet above the ground. The highest pitch ever hit for a home run by a Royal since they started keeping track of this crap back in 2008. So yeah, pretty impressive bomb from Jack Caglione in the second inning, but a more prototypical impressive bomb in the ninth, a first pitch slider from a lefty reliever, and he threw that thing right into Jack's wheelhouse. 439 feet to right center field, 110 miles per hour off of the bat, three big swings from a pair of burly Italians, and that's all Michael Wacha would need. Royals win 4-1. We go back to the phone calls and talk with Alex in Greenwood. Alex, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. No, listen, I'm pumped for Caglione, but I'm more pumped for the Royals. I'll tell you why. We finally have this six-game losing streak behind us. We got some positive momentum moving forward. You know, these 162-game seasons, they drag on. Something like this, some refreshing energy can be really good for the clubhouse. My question for you is, now that we've seen a small sample size of Cags at-bats, does he seem more relaxed? Is he kind of... is he fitting in with the clubhouse? Is he settling in good? I'll listen off the air. Thanks.
I'll be honest. He looked pretty relaxed right out of the gate. I would say that first week in the big leagues, he was impressive in his aggression at the dish, in his conviction at the plate. Body language was outstanding. I should mention, Cags also made his first error today. A two-base error as he just missed a line drive off of the bat of Jonah Heim in the third inning. So, first home run and first error. But sure, during that homestand, and listen, the team struggling around him had something to do with it as well, but you saw the frustration really start to mount over the course of that six-game homestand. It wasn't, at least to me, it wasn't evident early. Right, he makes his home debut against the Yankees. I thought he looked fine. But that A's series, that three-game sweep against the Athletics, that's when you started to see a guy that was no longer doing what he's done his entire life. It looked to me like he was thinking a little bit too much. He was putting additional pressure on himself, like team pressure on himself, because not only do I want to perform well, to continue to ingratiate myself to my teammates and also play a big role in a victory, you know, especially at home for the home crowd. But there was also that pressure of, well, nobody else is doing it, so now I need to do it. Not only do I need to do it for my teammates and for the fans, I now need to do it for the organization. Now, those are the type of thoughts it seemed like were bouncing around the head of Jack Caglione during that Yankees series. So, you know, you give him the off day yesterday. A wise move by the skipper certainly paid off. Because Cags in the opener down there in Texas goes 0-for-4 with a pair of punch outs and really started to showcase some of that frustration. The great body language that was so impressive in the first week started to leave Cags' persona, or aura, I should say. And you saw the young man smiling ear to ear today. Two home runs, Royals win by 3. Shoot, Cags' home runs were all this pitching staff needed. Royals pitching allows one run on 3 hits. Waka gives up 2 hits and doesn't give up his first knock until the 6th inning. And maybe I'm off on this, but that has to be at least the 3rd or 4th time Waka's taken a no-hitter into the 5th, into the 6th. He goes 5 1/3 hitless innings today before Wyatt Langford gets him with one out in the 6th inning. Michael Waka holds the Rangers today 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Opponents are batting just .167 with runners in scoring position against him this season. That's among the 10 best in Major League Baseball. And for that, and picking up yet another victory, his first ever victory against the Texas Rangers, Michael Waka is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods that includes shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, twice baked potatoes with that cheddar cheese, some asparagus spears, and of course, everybody loves the gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Waka's home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to Michael Waka, now 4-6 on the season with an ERA of 3.24. Let's go to Steve in Baldwin City. Steve, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing, bud? Good to
I'm
talk
great.
To you.
How are you?
I'm excited. I'm great. Really great now that they won. But I just have to tell you a quick story. It's funny because I went ahead and broke down. I'm an older gentleman. I broke down and got FanDuel so I could watch the Royals again, okay? And right when I went into FanDuel, Jack was coming up, and guess what? After I went to FanDuel, they lost 6 in a row, and I was like, oh, my God, all my buddies are like, call it. You need to drop out of FanDuel because you are killing us, pal. So I just wanted to tell you I'm excited that they've won 3 in a row, and I can keep watching on FanDuel, and that's it. I'll listen off air. Love to hear you, man. Take care.
Yeah. Hey, nice to hear from you, Steve. Way to go. Way to support the boys. I know that's that could be difficult. And I used to get it for what I'm already paying. How come I'm not getting it anymore? Way to do it for the boys. And I also appreciate your boys getting on your back because, yeah, if you do something and then immediately your favorite team loses 6 games in a row, you should stop doing that thing. So thankfully, the boys stopped doing that thing where they don't score runs. They put 6 on the board in the first 2 games in Texas, 4 today, and the pitching staff was just spectacular. I talked about Angel Zerpa. To zoom in on Carlos Estevez, who today picked up his 21st save of the season, that's tied for the major league lead. Estevez right now on pace to become the 5th pitcher in franchise history with 40 or more saves. Guy's got a sub-2 ERA. It's at 1.93 across more than 32 innings of work. And there are some of you out there, I don't think I've heard from one of you yet. There are some of you out there that owe that man an apology. Some of you act like you never watched baseball before and you don't understand how most closers perform. Carlos Estevez still not getting the proper amount of love from Royals fans, in my opinion. The boys win today 4-1. We'll hear from Jack Caglione coming up in a moment. But first, let's go to Frank, who's on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, Vern, I enjoy your show. They mentioned when the game was over, I watch it on Spectrum on Channel 59. They said the next two games are on national TV. Now, yeah. What channel will that be on then?
Well, yeah, you might have to dial somebody up. Apple TV coming up on Friday night, nationally on Fox on Saturday. So whatever your Fox station is. And then they'll be back on FanDuel Sports Network on Sunday. But don't forget, Frank, every game right here on 96.5 The Fan. And if you're not by a radio, that's all right. I'm sure you have a smartphone. You sound like you have a smartphone. Just pull up the Odyssey app. And you can listen to the game right there on your phone if you can't find it on television.
Well, I keep the radio with TV both.
Oh, there you go. You got it all set up. Frank, thanks for the phone call, pal. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Royals win. They're now 25-2 when they lead after six innings. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. We'll hear from Cags and get back to your phone calls after this.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air, deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione, his first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder.
Yeah, 96 coming in, 107 miles per hour off of the bat. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Cag's first career home run puts the Royals up 3-0. They would go on to win 4-1, and that 387-foot blast over the right center field wall was today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals are now just one game under 500. Vinny homers in the first, Cags in the second and the ninth, and that's all the pitching staff would need. Royals have now homered in nine straight road games. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965 on the text line. Dan and KCK is letting us know it was only a matter of time before Cags went deep. From the 785, Vern, I love the silent treatment. It's a welcome to the big league tradition. Cags handled it perfectly with the air high fives. From the 620, Vern, if I would have known that it was my fault Jack wasn't hitting, I would have taken him out of my fantasy team lineup much sooner. Today's the first day I sat him, and what do you know, he goes deep. Let's go to Jim in Shawnee. Jim, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. You talking about tradition, just and I like the tradition, but something I've been quite wondering about lately is we have great pitching. And I've been to several games, and they've given them standing ovations when they walk off the field. What happened to the tipping your hat? Nobody does that anymore, and it seems like it would be so easy for them to tip their hat and say, thank you for standing up and cheering for me. Is that just old?
I don't think it should be. You know what? I'm guessing. This is just a guess because I'm with you, Jim. Yeah, I love it. I'm guessing it's, the competitor, and but also the game's not over, so they don't want to tip their cap as if mission accomplished. That would be my guess, and maybe when it was more of a, when it was more commonplace, it was also more commonplace to see guys go 7, 8, 9 innings and truly deserve tipping their cap. It's not, hey, 5 1/3, let's give you a big old standing ovation. I'm with you. I love it. I used to love when the Royals in 2015 would tip their cap to one another after a great defensive play. But no, you really don't see that around Major League Baseball where the starter's coming off and doffs his cap for the faithful in the building.
Well, I appreciate your positive attitude on the radio.
Yeah, well, it's easy to when you're winning games. I don't know if many people thought I was all that positive on this most recent homestand, but Jim, I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thank you very much. Bert writes in on the text line. He's wondering if the Royals should switch Cags and Salvi in the lineup. I would say no. I don't know if I want Vinny Cags back-to-back. I like having a right-handed power hitter in between. Because the opposition's going to want to go to their lefty specialist for Vinny and Cags. But that lefty specialist, I want them to at least have to face one righty that can beat them with one swing. And Salvi's that guy right now. But to your question, I would like to see someone replace Salvi in that spot. Like, go find another right-handed bat to put in that 5 spot, drop Salvi down to the 7 spot, and he serves as protection for Cags. Does that make sense? That's what I'm looking for in the trade market. A right-handed bat that you can plug into that 5 spot, right between Vinny and Cags. Bert, I appreciate you listening. Let's head back to Shawnee, talk with our buddy Big T. Big T, what's happening, pal?
Hey, Vern, man. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Thanks for taking my call, man. We're partying in this house tonight, Vern. And, to answer your question about Cags on the silent treatment, hell yeah, that means he's a badass mofo. And, Vern, you were talking about Vinny and Cags, and they're good fellas, some lethal lefties. And I want to give out some love. Speaking of tipping the cap, I'm tipping my cap right now. I got to give some love to Michael Wacha and that bullpen. And I want to leave you with this. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Watch Jack's ball jump out of the park with his big thunder stick. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Just be careful. Be careful with stuff like that, Big T, and don't hang up so quickly. Thanks for the phone call. Royals win 4-1. Royals are now 23-6 this season when they score 4 or more. Royals sweep the Texas Rangers in Arlington For the first time since 2003, Jack Caglione was 5 months old the last time the Royals swept the Rangers at a three-game series in their yard. After the game, on the field, Jack Caglione received the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, you know, kind of got that weight off my shoulders a little bit. But honestly, I mean, credits to everybody in the dugout. You know, we flipped a switch from last week and, you know, coming here, getting the sweep. It's a great start to the week. We're hoping to carry it over San Diego.
In the end, it's all about winning, and that's what you guys were able to do. That is felt like the longest silent treatment of all time. He's going to get his little mini, we'll call it a Bobby Splash. That silent treatment to me looked like it lasted about 5 minutes. I know you're waiting and you're waiting and you're smiling and you're smiling. At what point are you wondering, guys, are you coming here?
Yeah, I came in, I kind of picked up quick after the coaching staff gave me the high fives. I walked in, nobody's really paying any mind to it. So I was like, all right, it's going to come. Why hasn't it come? But it ended up working out.
I was watching you, and it just felt like it was getting longer and longer and longer as you're just sort of standing there waiting. And then to have those guys, Bobby, you guys that you watched growing up, like Salvador Perez and Bobby Wood Jr., that's been so supportive. What was that feeling like for you?
It was great. I mean, you know, obviously I've felt like a part of the team since day one, and, you know, just feeling that love always helps. So, good vote of confidence.
I know you knew off the bat for the second one it was gone. Did you know on the first?
No. I thought it was too high, so I just started booking it out the box.
The second one is a little bit of what we have seen from you in your video from Florida and your short time in the minor leagues. Tell me about that one, and I don't know, is there a point where you sit there and say, all right, this is what it feels like?
Yeah, that one I definitely kind of soaked it in just a little bit longer. Just felt perfect, just a nice middle sweeper slider, and just stayed through it, and just what me and Zumi have been talking about all week.
All right, it's the first of many, and the first few days you talked about it being a whirlwind. What has it been like to settle in? How has it felt to settle in and get into a little bit of a groove just as a big leaguer?
Yeah, it's been, you know, a big part of this. That goes, like, with the teammates, knowing how to kind of operate the training room, knowing about just my own daily routine has been very helpful to figure out. So I'm feeling good.
That's Jack Caglione, again, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Back to the text line from the 918. Vern, I think the silent treatment thing is stupid, but I'm a 50-year-old professional white male that doesn't understand much of anything that 20-somethings are doing nowadays. So I guess if it builds camaraderie, let them do their silly thing. I'm not 50, but I'm pretty much right there with you. Personally, not a fan of the silent treatment. Do whatever, again. Just like my man here saying, you know, do whatever you want. Again, I don't get your haircuts. I don't get a lot of the things that you think are funny. It's been very interesting in this role. Growing up, while the men that you cover stay the same age, it's like the, you know, what's it, Wooderson from Dazed and Confused? You know, I first went into the clubhouse and they were all older than me, then we're the same age, and now I'm a lot older than all of them. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the silent treatment. That's a really big moment in Jack Caglione's career. Let's celebrate it. Instead of making it about him, make it about the team. Whatever. Yeah, hey, do whatever you want. Just keep winning. How about that? Give everybody the silent treatment for all I care. Just keep winning ball games. How about that? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Royals now on their way to San Diego. They open up a three-game series. Game one, Friday night, 8:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show at 7:30. And with the boys going to San Diego, I think of one person. I think of our friend Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, you going to be in the house? You going to be in at Petco for these games?
Unfortunately, no, because with that infection in my leg, I put my PT back a month, so I'm not going to be able to go, unfortunately, and I'm, like, so bummed about it.
Two more years, they'll be back, and you'll be back. Yep.
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing Cags, especially after today, watching them hit those two bombs today. Man, Vern, that was so awesome.
Oof, no doubt.
So awesome. I'm so happy for the kid. Now he can just relax and... Yeah, I kind of want to see him hit some bombs in San Diego, but not too many because, you know, I'm kind of going back and forth about because we're getting our butts kicked up in L.A., but
Well, how are you, divvying it out? You got three games. Ideally, how does it go?
I root whoever's up to bat.
Okay.
That's who I'm.
All right. That's fair. I can handle it. So you're not rooting for the pitching this weekend.
No, I'm rooting for whoever's up a bat. That's how I do.
Gotcha.
And it's very exhausting. It's so exhausting.
Well, Kathy, nice to hear from you. Heal up, and hopefully I get to talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Speaking of San Diego, Michael Wacha, a former Padre. Wacha today picks up the win. 6 innings, 1 run on 2 hits, 2 walks, 5 punch outs. He was in absolute cruise control until the fifth. Walked the first 2 batters in the fifth, but then retired the next 3 batters he faced on 8 pitches. So, honestly, he took that cruise control all the way until the sixth inning. Gives up a 1-out single to Wyatt Langford, an RBI double to Marcus Semien. But even in that sixth inning, speaking of tipping our cap, I'll tip my cap to Marcus Semien on that one. He was battling with 2 outs. 6th pitch of the at-bat, his battle with Michael Wacha. It's a cutter at the bottom of the zone. And Semien just pulls it up the third base line. It goes off the sidewall. He drives in Langford from first because of that goofy sidewall. Michael Wacha was outstanding. He's been outstanding, really, all season. If it wasn't for Chris Bubich, Michael Wacha would be the ace of this staff. Wacha now 15 outings into his season. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings per start. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. What's happening?
Nothing much. You know, just watching the game. You know, the Italian show was on full display today with Tags and Vinny. You know, Michael Wacha did his job as expected. And I have one question. Where would you rank Carlos Acevedo as the most underrated pickup in baseball, or like pickups in the free agency, Vern?
Yeah, right. Well, I think Wacha goes in that class too, right?
Yeah.
I think Wacha has to be among the most impressive free agent starting pitching signings that we've seen around Major League Baseball. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, you know what? I would really have to dive into a list. You know, especially when you're talking about because, of course, yeah, Juan Soto's been tearing it up of late. Of course, you know, Alex Bregman prior to the injury, that was a home run signing. But, you know, Royals were never going to give Alex Bregman $40 million. They were never going to give Juan Soto $765 million. Now, they're paying Carlos Estevez handsomely. And they tried to give that money to a hitter, but no hitters would take it. You know, honestly, for as much credit, and Carlos obviously deserves all of the credit, but that's a nice little feather in the cap of J.J. Piccolo. Maybe not in your eyes, because you, understandably so, still want a hitter. Right? Yeah, I want India, and yeah, I wanted Wacha, and yeah, I wanted Estevez, and I also wanted a hitter. Right, you bought the team for $1 billion. We're seeing that the Rays are being sold for 1.7. If the Rays are worth 1.7, the Royals are at least worth 1.7. So John Sherman's already made $700 million on his investment. You can go get me another hitter too. So I understand those of you that are not enamored with Carlos Estevez signing because you're still hung up on the lack of a impact bat for this lineup, for the middle of the lineup. I get it. But if I'm John Sherman, I'm even more convicted in my decision to give this job to J.J. Piccolo because he's trying to find the hitter, right? Here, you want the money? No, you don't want the money. How about you? Do you want the money? No, you don't want it either? Oh, that's because you got more somewhere else and you got more somewhere else. Well, all right, well, we can't get a hitter. Let's pivot. That was a pretty late season, late off-season pivot. And man, just a home run. You know, when your objective is, we're getting a bat. Okay, no bat, pivot, bullpen, you pick the right guy. So credit to the front office on that one. Carlos Estevez again, 1-2-3 ninth inning on 11 pitches. He picks up his major league leading 21st save. Garrett, nice hearing from you. Royals win 4-1. They sweep the Texas Rangers in their yard and now head to San Diego for a three-game series that starts up tomorrow night, 8:40 for the first pitch. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7965. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
Royals inside.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Header, Josh Bernier.
Payoff pitch. Fastball drilled down the right field line. Hooking toward the corner. Fair ball. Home run. Two-run shot. Vinny Pasquantino. A liner into the right field seats, and the Royals have a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Vinny Pasquantino's 11th home run of the season. He takes advantage of a 3-2 sinker right down the middle, and he sends it right down the line.
104 miles per hour off the bat, Jake Eisenberg on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That's all Michael Wacha and this pitching staff would need. A two-run home run with two outs in the first inning from Vinny. That's all Michael Wacha and Angel Zerpa and John Schreiber and Carlos Estevez would need. Royals go on to win 4-1. Vinny's team-leading 11th home run, team-leading 41st RBI. And then right out of the gate. So you hit that two-run home run in the top half of the first, and then Michael Wacha needs only 10 pitches to retire the side in order for a quick shutdown inning. Let's get the boys right back out there. Jack Caglione leads off the second with the home run, and the boys were off and running. By the way, Michael Wacha putting up a zero there in the first inning, no surprise. Waka's one of only two starters in the big leagues that's made 15 starts and is yet to allow a first inning run. It's only Wacha and Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens. Pretty impressive. 913-586-7965. Speaking of impressive, Vinny Pasquantino has been impressive really since the month of April ended. Since the beginning of May, Vinny's batting .331 with an OPS of .865. He homers in the first and is intentionally walked in the eighth. Royals are now one game back of a .500 record. They'll turn to Michael Lorenzen. Right now, we turn to the text line, 913-586-7965. From the 816, Royals fan curious if Jack Caglione got the ball from that home run in the second inning. Yeah, I believe so. I think Joel Goldberg of, Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network. He said on the broadcast that a Rangers reliever gave it to a Royals reliever, and they gave it to a clubby, and yeah, it's made its way back to the big old mitts of the 22-year-old Jack Caglione. Someone from the 913 just informing me that I'm bald. Thank you very much. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I think I'm still young and cool. Nope, I'm bald and uncool. From the 816, Vern, if Caglione starts going scorched earth from now until the end of the season, do you think the Royals would consider bringing the fences in over the offseason, similar to what Baltimore did with their young hitters coming up? I hope not. I would say no to the question, and also I hope that they don't. Right, Baltimore also moved the fence back. You know, Camden was fine. They moved it back, and then they moved it back to where it was, unless I'm mistaken. Now, the recent moving the fences in was just to offset a previous mistake. No, I don't want a hitter-friendly ballpark in Kansas City. Not unless there's a salary cap. I'm not saying I want a salary cap, but no, I don't want the Royals ballpark built like the American League East, because the Royals can't compete with most of those teams in the American League East as far as the finances are concerned, right? Boston, New York, Toronto. No. I like trying to win a different way. In a market like this, you better try to win another way. Appreciate you listening, though. Text line's open for you, 913-586-7965. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Vern, if we don't solve our problems, winning games at Kauffman Stadium, we're sunk. We're a pretty darn good team on the road. If we can fix it at home, we have a really good chance. Yeah, that's so surprising, too, with how good the Royals were to start off the season at home. Royals a 500 team at home so far this year, 19-19, and I believe they started off like, 13-5. I mean, something where, I guess that's what happens when you lose, seven straight home series? They say go 500 on the road, win your series at home, and you'll find yourself in October. Royals are 500 at home and one game below 500 on the road. They win today 4-1 the final score behind another strong effort on the mound from the starting staff, from the relievers. This Royals pitching staff as a whole has the fifth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball and the lowest by a Royals staff. 75 games into the season, the lowest ERA since 1989. Tony from Salina writes in, Vern, you really only see the silent treatment from teams with good chemistry. I'm hoping that they can keep this momentum going. Happy holiday from Tony. Yeah, Tony, right back at you. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. That's just me. And again, I've slowly turned into a fuddy-duddy over the years. You know, I hate the closer entrance, turning the lights off. I think that's whack. I hated the headgear thing. After you hit a home run, everybody's got to wear some stupid hat. I think that's played out. So maybe it's more of a me thing. The silent treatment, I think, is, whatever. I let my feelings be known. I think you're robbing Jack Caglione of his moment, but whatever. They know him better than I do. They're his brothers, or they need to be his brothers if they're not. Text line 913-586-7965. From the 816, oh, here we go, Vern. I can already hear your nonsense. Royals win three games in a row, and let me guess, now they're World Series contenders and unstoppable, and Cags is a Hall of Famer, and yada, yada, yada. Well, I appreciate you listening, unless you just sent me this text and then tuned out. But nobody said they're World Series contenders. I mean, if they get to the playoffs, they're a World Series contender. Sure. But no, while your record is below 500, I think there should be a moratorium on World Series talk. No one's put Cags in the Hall of Fame. Stop it. I mean, honestly, Texter, you sound like a sports radio host. You probably got a future if you want. Because that is the avenue. Speaking hyperbolic, that's the best way to draw attention to yourself in this business. Yeah, you know, black and white plays in sports radio. But to me, it doesn't play in baseball, so you're not going to find that on this show. Thanks for listening. 913-586-7965. Spike in St. Joe is loving the streak. Yeah, it is a winning streak. You're right. Three in a row. Spike loves how it's been a different player stepping up and driving the bus in all three wins. Has it? Has it been a different bus driver all 3 days? You know, Vinny, Waka, and Cags today, I think that's fair. Yesterday it was Mike Cal and the bullpen. Okay. No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And then the opener, it was Bobby and Salvi and Seth Lugo. Now, it's been your stars, right? And it needs to be your stars. We went over this earlier today on the On Deck show. For this team to get to where they need to get to, for this offense to become a middle-of-the-road lineup, you need excellence from your stars and execution from everyone. All right? You know, let the scoreboard dictate your approach, a lot like what we saw in Wednesday's victory. You know, Bobby taking his walks, Michael refusing to punch out, John Rave getting the bunt down, going first to third, you know, doing those little things. Everyone must execute the game plan, must execute what the game calls for. And then, yeah, you need excellence from your stars. Waka, Lugo, Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, Michael. No, Texter, Cags is not in that star category. Not yet. He's not there yet. Spike, always appreciate you listening, pal. Hope to see you at Kauffman Stadium soon. See you again at Kauffman Stadium soon. From the 913, Vern, what position would be your ideal trade target? I'd say outfield. I think you're looking at an outfielder. I would say corner outfielder, but if you have a center fielder, I'll take that too, right? You could always move that center fielder to the corner. You know, the thing that on days like this where Salvi's the DH and Freddie's in the lineup, oh, okay, I'm fine with Freddie Fermini. He's an outstanding backup catcher. But for the most part, you're seeing Nick Lofton and Mark Canna in the lineup on Wednesday. Drew Waters and John Rave back on Tuesday. You know, and the days when Freddie Fermin's not in there, it's, you know, go back to the A series. It's Nick Lofton and John Rave. It's Nick Lofton and Drew Waters. It's John Rave and Nick Loft. You know, I like all four of those guys. Canna, Rave, Waters, Lofton. I like them. I like them as bench players. I'm even fine if you want to say they, all four of them, create one platoon. Yeah, I'll give them the eighth spot in the lineup. That's fine. But those four bats taking up two spots in the lineup, that's what I want addressed. I want that consolidated down to one. A lefty's on the hill, I got no problem with Mark Canna being in there. A righty's on the hill, go for it with Drew Waters. Let's go. But I don't know if I need to see two of those guys in the lineup every single day. So that's what I would be looking for. Again, someone to hit between Vinny and Cags that allows Salvi to drop down to the seventh spot and allows those four players to be truly consolidated down to one spot in the lineup. I appreciate you listening. 913-586-7965 from the 816. Vern, Jack Caglione should be receiving all of the attention on this show right now because that's exactly what home runs can do for this offense. You know, typically, six hits gets us nothing this season, Vern. We normally need 12 hits to score four runs. Shout out to Michael Wacha, but Cags deserves all the love. That's an excellent point. Now, it's too late. I already gave Michael Wacha the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, but no, you make a really strong point. And again, that goes back to you can't be both. You know, I've been saying it now for weeks. When it comes to this offense, you can't be both. You can't be dead last in home runs and dead last in hitting with runners in scoring position. Now, they're still dead last with hitting with runners in scoring position, but they're no longer dead last in home runs. Three big flies today is all Michael Wacha needed. As the Royals, courtesy of Michael Wacha, pick up their 36th quality start on the season. Only Tampa and Philly have more. I see Justin in Oklahoma City on the text line, cheering on Caglione, hopefully cheering his Thunder onto a championship tonight. Rally Mantis, I know you're partying. I don't want to know where you're partying, but I see you on the text line giving some love to Cags as well. Well, Cags will get his hacks in Southern California coming up tomorrow night. Should be a beauty as another Southern California kid, Michael Lorenzen, returns to the West Coast. He'll be on the Hill tomorrow, 8:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30. Now, I wasn't saying Cags is from California. No, he's a Florida kid. No, Lorenzen's the Cali guy. So is Canna. A lot of California guys. It's baseball. Kyle Isbell heading back home, too. That should be neat. Good for him. All right, thanks to JT Noah for the help back at the studio. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate the Royals winning. Let's keep doing that if we can. Enjoy the rest of the holiday, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.